But before I do anything else, and I'm hyped for this too, I'm joined by the head basketball coach at Howard University. He's entering his second season as head coach there. He was a McDonald's All-American. He was a Gatorade Player of the Year in high school. He was a two-time national champion at Duke. And they opened up their season against Belmont on November 26th. Kenny Blakeney is the head coach at Howard. He joins me now. Kenny, good to have you on. How are you?
What's up, Jim? How you doing, man? It's an honor and a pleasure to be on your show.
Kenny, it is an honor and a pleasure to have you on this show. I really appreciate it, and I appreciate you. Listen, there's so much I want to talk to you about. We're less than 2 weeks away from the start of the season, but bring me up to date. How are you doing, and what's the vibe like around the program right now?
Jim, to be honest with you, man, it's a little bit like a crapshoot. Right now, from what I understand, there's probably 26 teams across the country that are paused because of COVID. And here at Howard, we're getting tested three times a week. We get a PCR test done, and we get a rapid test done on Monday and Wednesday, Friday. So we get six results a week. And so far, so good. We haven't had any positive tests from our program. But it just seems like, you know, universities that are currently on campus, we're remote right now, so we only have three sports teams on campus. There's no other teams. Students on campus are getting hit the most. And we definitely think there's going to be some pauses throughout the season and some missed games. So it's a little bit of a crapshoot. It's up and down, but right now everything's cool.
I appreciate that response. In fact, I would look at it just that way. Kenny Blakeney is joining us. So if we talk about the basketball aspect, I mean, what an unusual offseason in that over the summer, McCorm Maker, a five-star recruit, announced that he was committing to Howard over programs like UCLA and Kentucky. He could have also gone to the NBA. So what kind of emotions did you have when he made it official?
It was shocking. I thought we were in there with McCorm for a good time. I think, Jim, the thing that we didn't know and that we had questions about was if he would go to the NBA or not, or maybe even to go to Australia, like LaMelo Ball and the young man from Texas, Hampton. Those were all things that were on the table, but I knew if those options were not the options for him, that we had just as good a chance as UCLA or Kentucky. He came to campus, he enjoyed himself. And, you know, we have a relationship with his guardian and mentor that goes back a number of years. So we were really diligent and confident that he would be a Howard Bison.
Kenny Blakeney is joining us. All right, for those who do not know, like, what is he like as a person and as a player?
As a person, he's really quiet. But I think he's a guy that really observes everything and takes it all in before he kind of, you know, gets outside of his shell. But he's really smart. He's really bright. His cousin Thon Maker plays for the Detroit Pistons. He has another cousin, Mature Maker, that plays for the G League team of the Houston Rockets. So he's been around a certain degree of professionalism for a while. As a player, he is so physical and a hard worker. I was really shocked of how physical he is at 6'11", 7 feet, and 230 pounds. He loves contact, which is awesome, and it's great for our team. He's a guy that wakes up at 6 o'clock in the morning or 5:30 in the morning. And he's getting 500 shots up in the gym. After that, he does his yoga, and he's on to lifting weights after that, and then he practices with our team. So there's a certain degree of professionalism about him, and he's really driven and understands what he's trying to achieve.
Kenny Blakeney is joining us. You know, that's a really good background for the young man. And I think it gives the listener an idea of what kind of person he is. You know, he talked also about how much the culture of your program and of Howard meant to him. What kind of conversations then did you have with him during the process about the program and about the university?
Well, I think with our university, you know, we have a vice president-elect, Kamala Harris, who's you know, an alum of class of 86, Thurgood Marshall, the first black Supreme Court justice, David Dinkins, the first black mayor of New York City. You know, you can go down the list of alums, Elijah Cummings, Chadwick Boseman. There's so many, like, you know, incredible alums that have walked on our campus that, you know, we call ourselves the Mecca. And we have a little bit of a logo for ourselves in the basketball program. We call ourselves the Dream Factory. Because we really feel like this is a place where your dreams can come true. So it was more him getting to campus, I think, seeing what this place was about. In terms of our basketball program, I think he really weighed a lot on my pedigree and our staff's pedigree. Being able and lucky and fortunate to play at Duke University for Coach Mike Krzyzewski, having a chance to play at the Master Catholic High School for Morgan Wooten, the places I've been, my mentors, Tommy Amaker, Mike Bray at Notre Dame. You know, I think it was more so he understood my background and felt really comfortable with who I was as a person and who I am as a coach.
You have amazing pedigree, and I want to talk to you about that, Kenny, in 1 minute. I want to ask you one more thought about this, though, or one more question, a big picture question. What does this commitment to you and your program mean to not just you and the program, but HBCUs overall?
Yeah, that's a great question, Jim. I think that, you know, for HBCUs and specifically for Howard University, you know, when I was at Duke, I had a chance to see a little bit how that worked with the success of the basketball program. And there it meant more applicants applying for your university, which meant more money for applications, but also you got a greater selection of candidates to choose from that had, you know, higher GPAs and higher SATs. And that's really good for, like, the Princeton Reviews or the New York, you know, Times academic rankings. Secondly, I think you get a chance for bookstore sales. You know, bookstore sales will increase with McCore being here. More people want to, I think, be attached to our brand and understanding that the culture and what he brings to our university and our basketball program. You know, we'll have a chance to have a lot of our games nationally televised this year, which is incredible. And then the last thing, I think it brings in a lot of corporate sponsorships and those kind of partnerships. So there's a real kind of like avalanche, I think, situation that comes from this, which is all totally positive, you know, for Howard. And I hope the momentum continues with HBCUs. I just saw that North Carolina A&T got a top 100 kid a couple of days ago. So the momentum and the change is starting to happen with this movement.
We're talking to Kenny Blakeney. Now, I know you don't want to make it about you, and we're talking about the program, but we did mention your pedigree. You go back, you were an All-American and a Gatorade Player of the Year at DeMatha. What was it like to be a part of that program and to play for the great Morgan Wooten?
Yeah, Jim, thank you for allowing me to talk about Coach Wooten. He's such a, you know, when Coach Wooten retired, he was the winningest high school coach in the history of high school basketball. He's one of a few high school coaches that are in the Naismith Hall of Fame. And what a guy to, you know, learn my high school basketball from. The most fundamentally sound coach. He's like your granddad when I played for him. You know, he never swore, never really raised his voice, was sarcastic as hell, quick, witty. I was just such, you know, very lucky and blessed to have a seat in his classroom. A little bit, Jim, I feel like the Black Forrest Gump a little bit, where, you know, I've just positioned myself in the right place at the right times around the right people.
What a great analogy that is, Kenny. And then as part of that, you go to Duke, you play for Coach K, you win a pair of national titles. What did you take away from your time with Coach K?
I think with Coach K, you know, he and I have such a good relationship. He's been a guy that has been a mentor for me, you know, while I was at Duke and certainly while I've been assistant coach and even more so now as a head coach. You know, a guy that has, you know, being a head coach, I know your time is limited, but he'll reach out on a Saturday or a random day and just call and spend 30 minutes on the phone with me, which is unbelievable. Coach K loves Duke, and, you know, being there is kind of giving me the blueprint of what Howard University can be. He's a guy that's a huge Howard University fan, understands the history and the tradition and the academics of this place. We're a top 80 university, and we're a private university in Washington, D.C. So he really gets the whole academic private institution in Washington, D.C., part of what we're about at Howard.
You know, Kenny, it would stand a reason that I would ask you about Coach Wooten. It would stand a reason that I would ask you about Coach K. But I do have to ask you about Lefty Driesell. You coached under him, and you've said that he used to fire the staff nearly every single day. I mean, what a character and what a great coach. What was that like, and what were those coaches' meetings like with him?
Jim, I'm laughing when you say that because Coach Driesell would call, you know, me before he came to work and say I'm in the office at 8:30. He would call at like 8:15. He literally would talk for 15 minutes when his drive in, you know, kind of discussing what took place yesterday or what was going to take place today. And I would see his Cadillac. You know, he drove these Cadillacs all the time. He's a guy that was, you know, Coach Lefty would wear pinky rings, fur coats, and alligator shoes and drive Cadillacs.
So good.
So I'd see the big Cadillac coming down. He'd park it in a spot. He'd still be on the cell phone, coming from the parking lot, walking through the office, passing my office, on the phone, and we're still having a conversation. Then he would sit down in his chair, and he would yell into the office and be like, "Kenny, look here 1 minute." But we would literally, as a staff, sit in the staff room from, you know, 9 o'clock until about 3:30 or 4, and you know, all of us on a daily basis would probably, and every assistant coach that ever worked for Lefty probably got fired every day. And Lefty would just kind of, you know, you would say something he didn't like, or you would do something that he wouldn't want done, and he'd just be like, "Oh, Kenny, I'm gonna fire your ass today, Kenny. Your ass will get fired." So that was a left-hander, man. What a character, and what a blessing to the game he was.
Kenny, that is so awesome. What a great story that is. I especially love that part. Like, this guy, you want to talk about style. I mean, how much respect did you have for the fact that he would roll in that caddy with his fur coat and his pinky rings and alligator shoes or whatever, man? You talk about being ahead of your time. How much style did he have, and what did you think when you saw him roll in to work like that?
Well, I grew up in Washington, D.C., and he was at the University of Maryland. So I was a fan and watching him. And you know, for a guy that when you know, during the time he was at the University of Maryland, you know, the DMV, what we call the District of Maryland and Virginia, was a heavily populated African-American community. So you have this guy who went to, you know, Duke University as an undergraduate, William & Mary as a for grad school, and he's the head coach at Maryland University, and he's walking around in Crocs and fur coats and pinky rings. But he's a guy that could really communicate with anybody and everybody on all walks of life. And that was the thing that was so, you know, fascinating about Coach Driesell. He just could connect with people in a way that not too many people could.
It's a really exciting time for Howard U. He is the head basketball coach there. He's entering his second season as head coach. And don't forget, either, he was a McDonald's All-American. He was a Gatorade Player of the Year in high school, a two-time national champ. You know, fingers crossed, Kenny, that things get better, things stay safe. I know it's a real challenge right now. It doesn't look great, but you can only do what you can do and do the right things. Hopefully you get that opener going on November 26th against Belmont. And, Kenny, finally good to have you on the show. Really appreciate the conversation.
Jim, thank you, man. This is something I can check off my bucket list. I've been a huge fan of yours all my life, man. Watching you and hearing you on the radio, you're one of the best, brother. Thank you so much.
I appreciate you, Kenny, very much. Thanks for saying that. And great to have you on. An honor and a privilege to have you on, too. Great to talk some Howard basketball.